Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Rough Riders Radio. This is your host, The Night Rider. Today's topic, three GOP governors are facing criminal indictments. Let's get right to it. Well, election season is fast coming upon us. The midterms are coming up in November 2014, and it's not much longer after that that the GOP will be securing as feverishly as possible, trying to regain the White House in November 2016. Three of their major presidential candidates are already facing criminal indictments 2 years out. They are Chris Christie of New Jersey, Scott Walker of Wisconsin, and the Lone Star State boob, Rick Perry. Rick Perry has actually been indicted this past week. The other two are amidst of criminal indictment investigations. All signs indicate that all three will actually end up being indicted, and where their political careers go from here is anyone's guess, but it's not going to be upward bound. Rand Paul is probably going to be unable to shake his Tea Party brand, and he is also a fourth and a major GOP presidential candidate. So the sledding is going to be tough going for him. And is this broadcaster's belief that 2016 will come only to see the GOP so infested with Tea Party, mainstream Republican, intercening civil war, civil strife warfare, that party's presidential candidate, whoever it may end up being, will be stillborn. But as of tonight, you have three of the major GOP presidential candidates for the 2016 election. They are going to be facing with criminal indictments, and it is just beyond the pale to see how they can ever launch a campaign, a national campaign, to run for the highest office in the land. Chris Christie, of course, Bridgegate, or the George Washington Bridge shutdown of last year, October of last year, actually August of last year, I believe. Rick Perry is linked to abuse of power. He used his veto power to veto funding for the corruption and fraud unit that was in Travis County under the jurisdiction of the district attorney down there. Charge was to run that, and he single-handedly vetoed $7.5 million and effectively snuffed it out of existence. So there's probably a lot of fraud and a rampant corruption in his administration, but the statewide agency that was designed to look into that had their entire funding vetoed by Mr. Perry. And last, there's Scott Walker in Wisconsin, the Republican governor in Wisconsin. In his recall election in 2012, was working hand in glove with the Koch brothers and Wisconsin Club for Growth by skirting election laws, which says the governor cannot personally request or seek out campaign donations, and that's precisely what he did. Under the guise of, please send in your money, but don't give it to me personally, give it to Club Growth of Wisconsin, which in turn would funnel it to numerous right-wing groups to run TV ads and radio spots on behalf of the recall Scott Walker campaign. That is a flagrant violation of the very meaning of campaign finance law. So that's it for tonight, but you have three of the heavyweights in the Republican Party are looking at a very grim future as far as White House aspirations. That's it. And all I can say is if Hillary decides to run, I don't see anyone or anything standing in her way come November 2016. That's it. This is the old Knight Rider, rounding third, heading for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, you decide.